Praised be Jesus and Mary, now and forever. On this mountain, the Lord of hosts will provide for all peoples a feast of rich food and choice wines, juicy rich food and pure choice wines, the prophet Isaiah says. We know that the kingdom of heaven is not a matter of eating or drinking, St. Paul tells us. In the end, God will destroy both the stomach and the food made for that stomach, in the sense that, in the end, our biological life, that life of eating, digesting, metabolizing, this natural biological life will come to an end. Our bodies one day hopefully will be spiritualized. And in heaven, our Lord will satiate the hunger not of our bodies, not that hunger for earthly food, but a far deeper hunger, a far more profound yearning. He will satiate with his very own self our higher faculties, our souls, our intellects, and our wills. In heaven, we will see God as he is. We will see him as he is, and we'll be able to love him with all our being without fear of ever offending him again. And this, in the end, is the only thing, God himself, that is able to take away our hunger, the hunger of our souls. In the second, in the gospel today, we see that our Lord, while we await the kingdom of heaven, while we await the beatific vision, while we work in fear and trembling for the salvation of our souls, our Lord doesn't leave us hungry. He says, "I do not want to send them away hungry," when he speaks of the crowds, "for fear that they may collapse on the way." Our Lord, in this miracle, symbolizes the Eucharist, prefigures the Eucharist, and it is precisely by means of the Eucharist that he feeds us during our spiritual lives, our spiritual sojourns on earth. In the Eucharist, however, he hides not only his divinity, but also even his humanity. It's a food that we have to eat with faith that we receive truly present the body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord, and with the faith that if we receive it worthily, if we persevere one day, we will see our Lord. We will see his humanity, which will no longer be veiled. His divinity will no longer be veiled, but we will see him as he truly is on his holy mountain in the kingdom of heaven for all eternity, and nothing will be able to take that joy away from us. Praised be Jesus and Mary.